Welcome in. In this audio lesson, we're building a beginner-friendly future jungle drum groove in Ableton Live 12, and then we'll push it into a clean, punchy, mixed master finishing chain that keeps the swing alive. The focus today is two things: Ghost Note Swing Framework and Crunchy Sampler Texture. That combo is basically the shortcut to drums that feel like they're rolling forward, but still hit hard and modern. Go ahead and open a new live set. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That puts us right in the classic drum and bass pocket, but still flexible from 170 to 175. Set your grid to 16th notes. We're going to work simple and precise, and then we'll add human feel after. Now create a few groups. Make a drums group for every zing percussion. If you want, make a music group, but we can ignore that today. And optionally, create an audio track called Mastering Print. That's just a place to record bounces or resamples inside your project so you stay organized. Quick headroom habit that will save you later. Aim for your drums group to peak around -6 dB before you touch mastering. If you're already slamming into the red, your limiter is going to do violence to the groove. We want bounce, not pancake. Now step 1. Build the core 2-step. Create a MIDI track. Drop in a drum rock and choose a kick and snare. For the kick, pick something short and punchy. In jungle and DNB, long boomy kick tails can fight the bass, and today we're trying to keep the drum shape crisp. For the snare, pick something with a bit of tone and a nice crack. If you're listening for it, body lives around 200-ish hertz, and the crack is living up in the 2 to 6K region. Program the simplest backbone. One bar loop, put your snare on beats 2 and 4. That's the anchor. Now place your kick on beat 1, and add a second kick either around the end of 2, or slightly before 3. Don't stress the exact grid location yet. I want you thinking like this. We're building a confident skeleton first, and then the swing and ghosts will make it breathe. Loop that bar. You should already hear the genre. Step 2. Hats. Hats are the first place we add controlled movement. You can do this inside the same drum rock or on a separate track. Either way is fine. Add a closed hat, and optionally an open hat for accents later. Start dead simple. Closed hats on every 8th note. So that's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Now add velocity variation. This matters more than beginners expect, because velocity isn't only loudness. In many samples, louder hits also get brighter. So velocity is feel, tone, and intensity. Try this. Make hats a little stronger around beat 1 and beat 3 and softer everywhere else. Aim for a rough range like 40 up to 90. You're not trying to make a melody. You're creating a pulse that moves. Now we swing them. Open the groove pool and grab a swing 16 groove. Pick one that feels good. Don't worry about the number. Just click it and listen. Apply that groove to your hat notes first, not your whole drum rack. Set timing somewhere around 20 to 35%. Set velocity around 10 to 20%. And random. Tiny, like 2 to 5%. The random is not there to make it messy. It's there to stop it from sounding photocopied. Press play again. You should feel the hats start to lean and shuffle, but the snare still feels firm. That's the goal. Now step 3. Ghost notes. This is the secret sauce. Ghost notes are quiet hits that imply rhythm. They're not extra snares. They're more like little taps that make your main hits feel heavier and more alive. In the drum rack, create a new pad for ghost notes. You can use a quiet snare tap, a rim, a little perk, or my favorite beginner option. Duplicate your snare and pitch it down slightly. 1 to 3 semitones down is often perfect. Now, placement. Work one bar at a time. And a hard rule for today, 3 to 5 ghost notes maximum per bar. If you go wild, it stops being groove and starts being clutter. Here are the zones that work almost every time. 1. Just before the snare on beat 2. That's your lead-in. 2. Just after the snare on beat 2. That's your follow-through. 3. Somewhere between beat 3 and beat 4 to set up the next snare. So place a few ghost notes on nearby 16th positions. Then set their velocities low. Think 15 to 45 for ghosts, while your main snare is like 90 to 110. That contrast is the whole trick. Now do the most important check. If you can clearly hear the ghost notes as separate drum hits, they're too loud. You should feel them more than you hear them. And here's a teacher move that fixes grooves fast. Timing separation. Instead of dragging notes around endlessly, use track delay. It's super beginner friendly and totally reversible. If your hats are on their own track, try setting the hat track delay to +5 to +15 milliseconds. Then on the ghost notes, try +3 to +10 milliseconds. Leave the kick and snare at 0. Now listen. The backbone should feel up front, while the chatter sits slightly behind, creating that rolling pocket. And another important ghost note fix: if a ghost note is quiet but still pokes out, it might be too bright. Lower the velocity, yes, but also consider filtering the ghost sound. A small low pass on that ghost pad inside the rack often sounds more natural than just turning it down. Optional variation trick that sounds very real: drummer, a snare microflam without extra samples. Duplicate the snare hit slightly before beat 2 and make it very low velocity and darker. Then keep your main snare on 2. It reads as a drag, not a second snare. Cool. At this point you should have tight kick and snare, swung hats, and subtle ghosts that make the groove breathe. Now step 4, crunchy sampler texture. This is where we get that dusty, played through a box feel, without destroying clarity. We'll do the easy option: resample the drums and make a parallel texture layer. Create an audio track called Drum Resample. Set its input to resampling. Record 4 to 8 bars of your drums. Now take that recorded clip and drop it into Simpler. Use Classic Mode. Inside Simpler, keep Warp off. Keep it simple. Set voices to 1 so it behaves monophonic. Turn the filter on. Use a low pass 24 dB slope and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 8 to 12k. That reduces brittle fizz before we add crunch. Add a little filter drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just enough to thicken. Now add devices after Simpler for the texture chain. First, saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so it matches the bypassed level. This is huge. If it's louder, you'll think it's better. Match the level so you're judging tone, not volume. Next, redux, but light. Bit reduction around 12 to 14 bits. Sample rate around 18 to 25k. Keep it subtle. You want grit, not digital pain. Then add drum bus. Keep it tasteful. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%. Turn boom off for this full loop most of the time. And if the resample got too soft, raise transients a bit, like plus 5 to plus 15. Now blend it. This texture layer should live way under your clean drums. Think minus 18 to minus 12 dB below the clean drum group. You want to miss it when it's gone, but not really notice it when it's there. And absolutely high pass it. Add EQ8 on the texture track and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. This is the protective move that keeps your kick weight clean and stops the crunch from muddying the low end. Quick test. Mute the texture layer. If the groove still works and just feels a little less alive, you nailed it. If muting it makes the drums collapse, it's too loud or too squashed. Now step 5, drum group control, pre-master. This is where we stabilize the drum bus without flattening all your ghost note movement. On the drums group, add EQ8 first. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz with a steeper slope to remove sub-rumble you don't need. If the drums feel boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz, like 1 or 2 dB. Keep it subtle. Next, glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not slam. Then adjust makeup gain so bypassed and enabled are about the same loudness. Optional. Drum bus slightly, if you need a touch more density. Drive 2 to 6%, transients plus 5 if needed. Be careful here, because too much bus processing can erase ghost notes first. Ghost notes are delicate. Now step 6. Beginner safe mastering chain on the master. The whole goal is to get impact while preserving movement. First, EQ8 for cleanup. High pass around 20 to 25 Hz gently. If things are harsh, do a tiny high shelf down above 12k, like half a dB to 1.5 dB. Tiny moves. Second, glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds so your drum transients get through. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for half a dB to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you're hitting 4, 5, 6 dB here, you're mastering too early. Go back and rebalance. Third, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Again, trim output to match level. The point is density and slight soft clipping, not obvious distortion. Fourth, limiter. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. Then raise gain until it feels loud enough, but watch the gain reduction. If you're regularly doing more than about 2 to 4 dB, you're starting to pull the groove forward and shave off the snare peaks. That can make the rhythm feel less relaxed and less bouncy. Here's a critical swing protection check. Bypass the limiter. Does the snare suddenly feel like it moved back, like the groove got deeper? If yes, your limiter is clamping too hard. Reduce limiter gain, and instead tame peaks earlier. A tiny bit of clipping or saturation on the drum group is often a better solution than crushing the entire mix. Another pro habit: reference at matched loudness. Drop in a jungle or DNB reference track you like. Turn it down until it sounds about the same loudness as your track. Then compare snare brightness, hat density, and the balance of sob versus kick. Loudness mismatch is the number one reason beginners overcrunch and overlimit. Now step 7. Make it feel like a track, not just a loop. Let's do a quick 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 to 8. Tease the groove. Use hats and ghost notes, maybe filtered a bit darker. No kick. Bars 9 to 16. Full drums drop in. Kick and snare come in strong. Bars 17 to 24. Add a little varination. Change one ghost note placement every 4 bars. Add an open hat accent here and there. Bars 25 to 32. Start removing one element every 4 bars. Maybe drop the open hat, then thin the hats, then pull the kick for the last bar. This is DJ-friendly movement and it makes your loop feel intentional. If you want a cool lift into a drop, automate something tiny in the last bar or two. For example, raise the groove amount on hats by 5 to 10%, or automate the hat track delay from plus 5 milliseconds to plus 12 milliseconds, then snap it back at the drop. It creates tension without adding new sounds. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If ghost notes are too loud, they'll sound like extra snares. Keep them subtle and darker if needed.